welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride a strong horse. So do you have a highly strung or sensitive horse that becomes strong when you're riding him? Now this is a problem encountered by many riders and it creates many other problems, especially in dressage. So in this podcast episode, we're going to give you some tips on how to ride a strong horse. So firstly, why is your horse strong? Now horses become strong for many reasons, and the most common include the following. So poorly fitting tack, back, neck or dental pain, tension, excitement, temperament and breeding, poor balance and inexperience. So first of all, have a professional saddle fitter check to make sure that your horse's saddle fits him properly. And look at your bridle and bits to check that they fit correctly and there are no sharp edges that could be causing your horse pain when you take up the contact. Now if all are in order, ask your vet to check your horse's back, neck and teeth, and once you're sure that your horse is not in any physical pain and that his tack fits correctly, you can then set about solving the problem of your strong horse. So now let's look at the strong horse and dressage. Now hot horses undoubtedly have a presence in the arena, but a strong horse presents a whole host of problems for the dressage rider. Now if the horse is tense and excitable, he will tend to rush, which will cause the tempo of the rhythm to become too quick. And often a strong horse will jog during the walk, which will lose you many marks during a test. Now also, tense horses will frequently hollow through the back, lack engagement and balance. And strong horses often bear down on the hand, pulling the rider forwards out of the saddle and running along on their forehand. Now this leads to rough and unbalanced downward transitions and abrupt and rushed upward transitions. Now an experienced young horse can become strong in the canterwork, and that usually happens because the horse is unbalanced and unable to support himself with his hind quarters. Now the result is a horse that panics and runs onto the forehand, leaning onto his rider in an effort to keep himself on an even keel. So how do you ride a strong horse? Now how you ride a strong horse largely depends on why the horse is strong. Now oversensitive and excitable horses must be acclimatised to the atmosphere at dressage competitions. So check out our articles and other podcast episodes on overcoming tension and riding the sensitive dressage horse for more help on this topic. But in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss how to correct the horse who rushes and loses his balance. Now, a strong horse must learn to connect through his top line so that you can use a half halt to steady the tempo and improve the balance. Now, the strong horse seeks to save himself by leaning on your contact and falling onto his forehand. And as he loses his balance, he picks up speed and pulls even harder. Now to correct this, you need to teach the horse to listen to your aids and to accept them. And there is no quick fix to this problem. Now don't make the mistake of using a harsher bit or a double bridle to act as a set of brakes. Now if you do this, your horse will probably duck behind the contact and become hollow through his back, which will leave you with a whole new set of problems to solve. So next, you need to ask yourself, how secure is your seat? Because you can't ride a strong horse effectively if your seat is not secure. So, your seat should be relaxed, sitting in the deepest part of the saddle with your weight evenly distributed over your seat bones. And you should sit tall with your back straight and your shoulders, hips and heels in a continuous line. Now your arms should hang straight down from your shoulders and your elbows should be bent so that there is a straight line between them, your hands and the horse's mouth. And your legs should hang down and rest quietly against your horse's sides without gripping. Now, a few lessons on the lunge from a good instructor can be beneficial in improving your seat. So once you're secure and relaxed in the saddle, you can then begin to work on riding the strong horse. So here's where to start. So begin by teaching your horse to accept your lower leg without rushing. So ride a 20 meter circle in walk, keeping a constant quiet leg contact that your horse can breathe into. And try to keep your legs still, using just enough pressure to prevent them from moving away from your horse's sides. Now your horse should stay relaxed. And if he tries to rush off, don't allow him to pull you forwards out of the saddle, and sit straight and deep. And keep your leg on quietly and ask the horse to walk with a steady rein contact, trying not to pull on the reins. Now repeat the exercise until the horse is calm and doesn't try to hurry or become strong. And if you keep your aids and your position consistent and steady, your horse will learn what to expect from you and he won't associate your leg contact with rushing forwards. So now let's move on to the next steps. So now that your horse is settled and accepting your legs at walk, quietly ask him to trot, but still stay on your 20 meter circle. Now, using a small push with your seat to ask for the trot, keep your legs passive against the horse's sides and maintaining a consistent elastic contact with your horse's mouth. And then take up rising trot and keep the tempo steady. Now, as you ride, count out 1, 2, 1, 2 and keep the rhythm in your head so that you can tell if your horse begins to speed up. Now, if the horse does start to speed up, don't rise any quicker. Instead, maintain the speed of your rise as this will encourage your horse to maintain his speed also. Now, when the horse starts to become strong, keep your leg on quietly, sit to the trot and then ask him to walk, holding your position and keeping your rein contact steady. And then repeat this exercise using very quiet aids. And as soon as the horse starts to rush, bring him back to walk. And then throughout the exercise, keep your legs steady on the horse, keep a consistent contact with his mouth, and maintain an even tempo. And once the horse stops trying to rush, move off your circle and add in serpentines and use the whole arena. Now, the moment your horse becomes strong, go back to your 20 meter circle and repeat the exercise again. So now let's talk about venturing off into canter. Now, when the walk and trot are calm and steady, you can try cantering. Now, the canter is usually where the wheels come off when schooling a strong horse. So start on your 20 meter circle and ask for a transition into canter. And as soon as the horse begins to pull, bring him back to regain a calm and steady trot. And repeat the exercise again, gradually increasing the number of canter steps until you can negotiate a whole circle without the horse rushing. Now, all the time, maintain your position and don't allow the horse to pull you forward. And eventually, you will be able to ride the canter around the arena without your horse pulling. So to wrap this episode up, the key to riding a strong horse well is to establish a genuine connection through his back to an elastic contact. Now, that will enable you to ride half halts, which you can use to check the tempo when he starts to become too quick. Now, the ability to ride a half halt is so vital for balancing the horse in the canterwork and through transitions. Now, for more help, you can check out our other articles and podcasts on how to establish a connection and how to get your horse more through. But if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant article on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.